Ian Bassarabi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thanks. And you, Howard?
Yeah, excellent, thank you. So how are you enjoying the life of Level 3 lockdown?
So I didn't use the liquor store drive-through yesterday, as some people did.
Right.
Or drive into.
Yes.
I think they took the drive-through a bit too far. But I must say, in some ways, I don't feel any different. But perhaps that's because I am still working remotely. But I think it's going to take a few weeks before we actually start to see some responses and the, I guess, the outcomes and whether people are behaving responsibly or not. But I certainly think that yesterday was just another day.
I guess. But people are going back to work slowly.
Yes.
You know, some offices opening. It's quite difficult. It's onerous. You need to have a lot of systems in place. You need to adhere to a lot of regulations. It's not simple to simply go back to work.
No, absolutely not. And I think my comment was a little bit tongue-in-cheek in the sense that I said I didn't feel anything was different. Mm. It's probably quite to the contrary. And the fact that people are going back raises a red flag in a ways, because we tend to go very quickly back to our instinctive reaction is to go back to what we know, and not being at our traditional places of work and not doing the things we used to do, like make coffee in the kitchen at the office or have a chat on the balcony or have a coffee. We've missed that, and people are going to go back. Yet we need to be cognizant that we cannot do that. And I think that besides the safety aspect and the hygiene aspect, which I know a lot of people are putting a lot of emphasis on, I like to focus more on the work behaviors and all the stuff that I honestly believe people have done so well over the last 10 weeks and really shown they can step up and do things they never thought they could do before. Don't lose those things. And that's the area I want to chat about today.
So let's talk about that, because what we wanted to cover today was what are some of the things that we've learned about ourselves during this lockdown period. Zanati, what have you learned about yourself?
That I can actually survive without alcohol for a very long time.
That's cool. That is cool.
That's good.
No, yeah, I think that's a big one.
Because I mean, I mentioned that yesterday I had a glass of wine and I filled it up to the brim, and then I realized halfway through that actually I didn't need that much. So yeah, no, I definitely can, and it's a good thing.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
Linda says, good morning, morning mayhem team. That was a beautiful song, man. Zanati, the guy singing his heart out. Gosh, the world is boiling. Zanati is Linda, it's not your fault. It's nothing you've done. Zanati is, Zanati, just don't listen to what I'm saying. She's in a mood. She's actually just, she's taking no nonsense from anybody. Least of all Lewis Capaldi, who I thought was, as Linda was saying, singing his heart out. The guy couldn't have tried more, but not good enough for Zanati. Stop whining. She wants Jolene to take her man. Right. She's sick of everybody. Zanati, you learned that about yourself. And what did you learn on a different level, like on a work level?
How dedicated I am, actually. To stuff that I don't even, because I'm really not under pressure to do anything. As I said, there's a job that has kind of been put on hold. So I don't necessarily have to be doing stuff, for the job, but I've been able to do things that will prepare me for when I actually do start, if it's still available. So I don't have a deadline. I'm not under pressure, but the fact that I'm still able to do those things and to dedicate my time to those things, I've done very well.
I mean, I saw that I'm a lot more capable technologically than I thought I was.
Okay.
which is an important thing. Like normally in another environment, I would always say to somebody who's sort of younger and looks more geeky. Mm. You know, won't you help me with this? And can you get me that sorted for me? You know, because they'll do it in 2 minutes, where it'll take me a long time to figure it out. The fact that I've been working on my own means I've had to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I have figured these things out. And I think that's, for me, been very empowering, actually.
Okay, nice.
And Howard, the most important thing is what you say, is that we often forget very quickly how far we've come. And because we do a lot of these things unconsciously or subconsciously, I should say. And that subconscious is hugely powerful, because like you say, you do things because you had to. You didn't do things because it was like a nice idea, or let's try do a broadcast from home. You know what I mean? It wouldn't have appealed to you, but in situations you have to. So you had to, you had to actually step up and do it. Now the problem is that as the minute we become conscious, and if you think about it, when we drive, some of the times we drive and we're like, we don't remember how we got home. It's a bit dangerous, you know, you like kind of think, because it becomes like that, that you get to know it, but you're not like concentrating. But sometimes when you actually start concentrating on driving, you drive really badly, because what happens is all that doubt comes back into you. So the important thing is, as you've acknowledged how capable you are in terms of your technological ability, everybody needs to do that. And I think once you go into your offices, and I'm talking about what people do when they engage with their colleagues, engage with their teams, and also respect some of their teammates that may not be able to come into the office, is to acknowledge openly how far people have come and spend a lot of time actually on that, because that is just an affirmation, or it's just an appreciation and an acknowledgement of other people that, hey, you couldn't switch on Zoom the last time we had a conference call, we were in the office, but now look at you, you're joining all the meetings. So it's almost like going over and above what you would typically do and telling people how well they've done, because you don't want people to come in and just get bogged down into their typical work and forget all of their learning. So I think the opportunities there to not just default back to the crisis and say, okay guys, we've been away for 10 weeks, we've been for 12 weeks, we've got so much to catch up, blah, 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 and everything goes back into the hamster wheel. What you need to do is seize the opportunity and shake things up a little bit. You know, like I would almost say in some cases, throw out the rule book and write it together now, and write it together based on the things that worked and based on the things that didn't work during that time. It's time for honest and open discussions and allow everybody to contribute.
8:22, Linda says, I've discovered my green thumb growing chilies, onions, carrots, maybe garlic and celery if they come up. That's awesome.
Wow.
I love that.
Wow.
Isn't that great? I really like that. I guess I've also learned that I can walk up and down the driveway a lot of times while on calls. A lot of times.
Mm.
Yes. My call.
Are you also a walkie-talkie, Howard?
Yes. I guess I am a little bit of a walkie-talkie, but I do it deliberately when I know a call's going to be a longish call, then just to actually move. Otherwise, I find I sit, you know, I'm in studio for 3 hours, an hour, you know, at least, before working, preparing, maybe an hour and a half. So I'm sitting at my desk all day again. So unless I make a point of actually getting up and moving, I very often don't move.
It's funny because it's been like a traffic jam in my house, because my wife and my kids are walkie-talkie, so they often like bump into each other as they're having conversations.
That is very funny.
I guess that's getting used to your surroundings, but
yes.
But I think that's another thing about surroundings, is that you mentioned it just before the break, many people are going back into their environments after a long period, but also going into environments that are looking and feeling very different to what they left them in.
Yeah, it's true. I've just actually had an epiphany while I was talking to you. I don't need to walk up and down my driveway anymore. Lockdown restrictions are over in terms of exercise. I can walk around the whole neighborhood.
Exactly. As long as it's before 6 p.m.
Yes, well, I'm not going to walk that far. I mean, how far do you think I'm going to walk? Jeez, yes. So what have you learned during lockdown? What have you learned about yourself? 34519 or 0618951019. Okay, Ian, so now we've all changed a little bit. We've all gained new skills. We've all learned things about ourselves, some of which we like, some of which we don't like. We come back to our work environment. How do we cope with that?
So I think the one thing, as you mentioned, Hal, just before the break, is everybody's going to come back with a different experience, and everybody has either loved certain things or they've hated things, and there's going to be a very very mixed views, and no answer is wrong, because it's our own experience. Everybody, as I keep saying to people, and I've probably beat this this analogy to death, but it's we're all in the same storm. We're just in different boats. So everybody has had different circumstances. Some people have had to homeschool. Other people haven't had to homeschool. Some people have missed going out and spending time with their friends. So everybody's going to come with all this like energy, and maybe quite a bit of stress built up. And it's how you channel that stress. And the one thing I would advise is don't try to get everybody to agree. Don't try to get everybody into a place where everybody says, yes, this was a good experience, or no, this was a bad experience. I think what you need to do is start with your team, start with your colleagues, start with yourself as well, is to acknowledge that when you walk into the door and you see your colleague for the first time, is have a conversation with them, listen to them, understand their perspective, and then for me is once everybody has had an opportunity to share their experience, because that's what we want to do. We want to share our experience, is then to sit down and to seek alignment. And when I say alignment, is that there's certain things that are going to be applicable to everyone. Coming into the office, following new procedures, following new protocols, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Get alignment on that so that everybody's on board. And then the most important thing is to focus and keep perspective on what is happening. It's no use trying now to put in long-term plans and try and have a massive strategy session. For me, this is the time really to sit down and actually, as they say, don't let a good crisis go to waste. Mm. Put in those strategies, put in those initiatives that you wanted to previously, but they didn't seem urgent because everything was, as they say, hunky-dory. Now things are chaotic. It may be a good opportunity to put in some of those initiatives which may have seemed a far way away, but are now more important than ever.
Mm. Kim says, I've spoken to my friends, and the consensus is that it will be hard for us housewives to also get back into life. I'm sure that is absolutely true.
Absolutely.
Because everything's been completely different at home. Everybody's been at home. Listen, I'm sure you wouldn't mind a break from the cooking. I know what goes on in my house. It's, keeping everybody well fed is not a joke at all. Kim also says, I have learned that I'm an intrinsic giver. I love to give and do for others. And I do think there's been a lot of that going on, Zanati. And I think that people have seen the reward in giving and doing.
Even me, I've realized that I'm actually more nurturing than I thought I was, in terms of taking care of my brother and, you know, the cooking and.
That's also so interesting, because you were dreading, or you were, maybe that's a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, we can use the word because it's real. Because it's real. Zanati was absolutely dreading her brother moving in for a long period of time. So you hadn't lived together for years.
Yeah, exactly.
And all of a sudden he was moving in. What was going to happen?
Exactly. So I've really just learned to be more accommodating and more understanding and cooking a lot. And I've just realized, oh my gosh, I think I may be ready for a family sooner than I thought.
Why do you think she's spending so much time at Woolworths? Up and down those aisles trying to meet the right bloke. So there's no doubt. Ian, what have you learned about yourself?
So I've learned that nothing needs to be done now. And when I say there's a time and a place for everything. And it took me a while to acknowledge and to understand that. And what I mean by that is that it doesn't mean that if you don't send that email right now, and you can rather sit down and have a conversation with your wife or have a conversation with your kids, that is more important, and that can take precedence over that email. It doesn't mean that you neglect your work and you neglect that, but it means that you get to identify, and I've got to identify what's important in my life and what's not. And despite the chaos, as you mentioned, because it has been chaotic of having to learn to mow the lawn, learning how to pack the dishwasher, doing all of those things, I still have managed to get my work done. You know, some times have been a bit stressful and we've had late nights, but it's the importance of realizing that you don't have to rush to a meeting. You don't have to rush to a call or rush to an email or get back to your laptop straight after dinner. These things have a time and a place, and yet they still get done. Magically, they get done.
It's absolutely true. The other thing I have noticed, and that is where we unfortunately have to leave it,